poll, most voters want Joe Biden to have primary challengers. By Jacob Bliss on April 13, 2023. The latest Rasmussen Reports poll found that less than half of likely voters in the United States want President Joe Biden to run for another term, while two-thirds want him to face Democrat primary challengers. Only 39% of the likely voters in the United States said they want Biden to run for a second term in office, up from the 32% who said the same thing in February. In comparison, almost half, 48%, said he should not run again. 13% said they were unsure how they felt. This comes after Biden told NBC's Al Roker in a short interview at the White House Easter egg roll on Monday that he plans on running for re-election but is still not prepared to make the announcement. Biden responded to Roker asking if he would be taking part in the 2024 election after the president teased about being at up to six more Easter egg rolls at the White House. Biden has not officially announced he is running for re-election but has been secretly getting everything in place for another announcement. Advisors initially hinted that the president would make his announcement around February's State of the Union. But a report last week has now indicated he could wait until the fall to announce his bid. The poll also found that 66% said that if Biden does run for re-election in 2024, the president should face primary challengers in the Democrat presidential primary. In comparison, only 21% of the respondents are against Biden facing Democrat challengers. Another 13% said they were unsure how they felt. So far, Marianne Williamson, an author and spiritual thought leader who ran for president as a Democrat in 2020, has declared she will run for the Democrat nomination. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. filed the necessary paperwork and pledged to challenge Biden in 2024. The poll also found that 46% of the voters supported Kennedy's campaign against Biden in the Democrat primary, while 31% opposed, and 23% were undecided. The Rasmussen Reports poll was taken from April 9-11, 2023, with 950 U.S. likely voters through a national telephone survey. There was also a 3% margin of error and a 95% confidence level. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.